We are learning with Sefta Zivamis, Dav Gimel Amar Aleph, and yesterday we learned about the 15 Arayas that fall to Yibum, to one of the brothers, and this Erva has a co-wife. So not only is the Erva Potter, but the co-wife is Potter as well. And the Mishnah gave a whole list. It started with Bitoy, and then two grandchildren, and then the daughter of his wife with two grandchildren, and then his mother-in-law and her mother and her father and his father-in-law's mother, and then they give a few different achos and imoy, achos ishtoy, or achos imoy, and then it ended off with eishes achzor v'lama and kalasa. And the Gemara shaila was, what's the order exactly? So Gemara said the order was because something that's a drasha is more chaviv, and out of these 15 arayas, bitoy is actually not a first pasuk. It's learned out of a drasha, and therefore that's why it's said at first. But the Gemara's question is, if drasha is more chashiv, then we'll see on the Gemara of Gimel Beis that erva is potter, and atzaras erva is potter, atzaras erva is potter, is all from achayis ishtoi, from the pasuk achayis ishtoi. So achayis ishtoi should be last, because everything else is a drasha. That's the Gemara's question now. Starting 5 lines from the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Hashtod the amrit kol milsad asim midrasha chavivulei. Now you're telling me anything that's a drasha is chaviv. Listi lachayis isha l'psoif. The last erva in the Mishnah should be achayis isha, because that's the most mafurish. Everything else is a drasha. So my answer is, Aidi the Ayur Bisa Achvasa Tana Achayis Ishtoi. The reason why it doesn't say Achayis Ishtoi last is because once it started mentioning different relatives that were through sisters, so we said Achayis Ishtoi also. But listed the high bubble of Messiah. So set up the whole group of sisters last, so you can order to have Achayis Ishtoi last. You're right. Once there's Achayis, you want to say, once there's Achayis Ima, you want to say Achayis Ishtoi. Good. But put the whole group at the end. And don't put Kalase last. So Gemara says, you're right. We have to change the reason, the order. Till now we're saying the order is because of the drasha is chaviv. Anything learned out of drasha, it's not my first in the pasuk, it's learned out of a limud, that goes first. We're saying no, because that doesn't work out. A different pshat in the order of our Mishnah. Elatana, kurvi nokat. The closer relative, it's an order of relatives that are closer. So the closest relative that's possible to fall to erva is your daughter. That's the closest relative. It's your blood relative. So therefore, that was the first one to start. Therefore, it started Tana Bita, Ubas Bita, Ubas Binai, the Krevi Atzmai. All these are blood relatives directly from you. You produced these blood relatives, your Bita and your grandchildren also. The idea Tana Shloish Daris Lamata Diday. And once it said 3 Daris Lamata from you, Tananami Shloish Daris Lamata Dida, it says 3 Daris Lamata of your wife. Because the halacha is that your wife's daughter is also erva to you. And your wife's granddaughter through her son or granddaughter through her daughter is also erva to you. So that's once it said Shloish Lamata Diday, it also mentioned Shloish Lamata Dida, her 3 descendants. The idea Tana Shloish Daris Lamata Dida, once it said her 3 descendants, even though those relatives are through marriage, obviously, because that's not a blood relative to you, it's through your wife. So Tana Shloisha Daris Lamata Dida said three generations above her, which is the her mother-in-law and her mother, which is your mother-in-law and your mother-in-law's mother, or your father-in-law's mother, that's also to you. Once he mentioned those 3 things, he said that also, even though there wasn't a blood relative, once he mentioned the generations, he had the first 9. And then comes afterwards, what's next closest after your daughter? What's next closest? V'tana Achaisa, your sister. Your sister's also a brother relative, even though it's through your mother. But Achaisa is your brother relative. V'Achais Imai, your mother's sister, is also Krevi Atzma. It's also a blood relative. And now, what comes next in the Mishnah? Achais Ishtoi. Now, Achais Ishtoi is really not your blood relative. It's your wife's sister. But once you started mentioning Achais sisters, we mentioned this also. And that's why it also says that the next 2-3 cases are Eishes Achiv Me'imai, which is your sister-in-law, and Eishes Achiv Me'lamai, also your sister-in-law, and Kalasai. Now these 3 already are not sisters, and they're not your blood relatives. So really, the Gemara says, Shev Kalasai first. Because even though all 3 not the blood relatives, but Al Kaponim, Kalasai, Rashi says, should be first because it's more chomer, it has skila. The other ones are karos. That's a Rashi learns. Taisa says that even though it's not a bar relative, but kalosa is closer because it's your son's wife. So that's a closer relative. That's what Taisa learns, divin maskul mekame. So Mara's kasha is, it didn't look really like kalosa mekame shachar velamai. Kalosa is before eishes achiv shaloya velamai. And like Taisa speaks out, hua din mekame eishes achiv meimai. Also before that. Kalosa is before those 2. Really should be first. That's really first. But Ela Aidi Let me read inside. That nothing's kurva, so kolos should be first. Like Rashi is because chamor, because it's a closer. El aidi the ayir, but it's the achva. Talking about brothers and sisters. Tana eshes achas toyer lamai b'har talai kolos. And the last thing is kolosa. Like upon him, that's it with the order of our mishnah of the cheshbon of how our mishnah the order is, and the mishnah is giving an order of the closer relative is first. That's the order, and then things that will agav that close relative we also mention, and that's the pshat and the order of the arayas, the ervas in our mishnah. Now, in our Mishnah, it said the lashon like this: Poitrois tsaraseim, but tsaraseim mina chalitza or mina yivim atzei peralam. Use the lashon of poitrois. Now, poitrois could be a little misleading because poitrois sounds like you potter, but if you want, you could do it. You know, you potter yivim, you don't have to, but if you want, you know, machoyev. But if you want, you could do it. That's what sounds like poitrois, which is wrong. You're not allowed to do yivim. So it's a little bit problematic, lashon poitrois. Now, tomorrow we'll talk about that right now. In my area, the ton of poitrois. List the oisrois. It should say lashon oisrois. Why say poitrois? Poitrois is a lashon that sounds like you could do it if you want, and it's not true. It should say oisrois. So Gemara answers, itana oisrois have a mina osol yavim of a michlitz chalza. See, part of the Gemara's question is list the oisrois. The way the Taisis Shalom learns that the Gemara, the Mishnah just say hare elu oisrois. It's osor minayivim oisrois minayivim. So if you just said oisrus mina yibum, it would sound like yibum you can't do. But chalitza you could do. And it's not true. Chalitza you don't have to do either. That's why it says lashon poitrus. So the Gemara, let's read it inside. Eat on the oisrus have a mina osal yabim have a michlitz chalitza, but you could do chalitza. Kamash v'loh, no. Ask the Gemara, so we list the asur lachlitz. Okay, you have a kasha. Poitrus is not a lashon. So you say you can't see oisrus because you'll think you can do chalitza. So right. Which is the action of lashon Mishnah? Poit is say oisrois tarasayim and tarasayim and achalitza and ayibum. So Gemara says no, you can't say oisrois on chalitza. But list the reading time. List the asura lachloit. So Gemara says no, you can't say that. Maika ovid. What's wrong with doing chalitza? Bishlo ayibum is an iser b is an iser erva. What could be wrong with doing chalitza? That's why you couldn't say lashon oisrois. So Gemara says back, oh, I can tell you why it says lashon oisrois do chalitza. Alam aloi, because I'll tell you why you can't do chalitza. Because if you do chalitza, people will say, oh, there is a zika here. Zika means the connection of yibum. That there is zika here. You have to have chalitza to take off the zika, so it must be you can do yibum. So maybe it does apply the lashon oisrois on chalitza. Alam aloi, ma'ata imu chalitza, b'siyav emes. So we're at an impasse now. Why did it use lashon poitrois and not oisrois? It could have said oisrois mina chalitza mina yibum. It would make a lot of sense. You can't do chalitza because it's teaching you that if you do chalitza, you're going to think you do yibum. Say oisrois. Why is it poitrois? Poitrois is a very powerful lashon. It's not a strong enough lashon. Why doesn't it say oisrois? So the Gemara says like this. The reason is like this. So I'll speak of that outside before I read next to lunch inside. Let me ask you something. Let's say you have a brother. Reuven is not, doesn't have any brothers. Okay, Reuven has two wives. He has Gimple's daughter as a wife, and he has Bracha as a wife. Two wives. Reuven has two wives. Gimple's not his brother, okay? But he married Gimple's daughter. Regular shidduch. He did Gimple's daughter shidduch. And Reuven dies. Could Gimple marry Bracha now? Reuven has two wives. Has Gimple's daughter and Bracha. And Reuven dies. Could Gimple marry the Bracha, the other wife, the co-wife of his daughter? What?
Why not?
What? No Yibam, right? Maybe the Erva asks is Sarah. Maybe asks is Sarah. So Allah is saying, since it's not Mokam Yibam, what?
Instead of regard to Yibam.
Right, but maybe you would think that any co-wife of your daughter is a co-wife of Erva, Sarah's Erva is Asa. So the Allah is no, like you're saying, only when Mokam Mitzvah is Asa. Only Mokam Mitzvah is Asa. What's the Pshat? It's also Mokam Mitzvah. Because when Mokam Mitzvah, it turns that the Sarah becomes an Ashes Ach. And the Eishes Ach is also Bekaris. Steps out like this. That it's only Mutter with Eishes Ach and Mutter with Yibam. Here when you have an Erva, it says you no Mitzvah Yibam. If no Mitzvah Yibam, then it becomes the Issa Eishes Ach. So the reason why the Bita, for example, answers her co-wife is because she patterned Yibam. Because she patterned Yibam, that created the Issa. If she would not have patterned the Yibam, that means it wasn't a Makam of Yibam, there wouldn't be Issa at all. That's how you use lashon poitrus. Now read it inside. Then we'll see Rashi. Kivan de b'makom mitzvah huda asira tzara v'shaloi b'makom mitzvah sharia m'shemachitani poitrus. Therefore, use the lashon of poitrus. like Rashi says, Rashi is almost by the widest lines. Mishum halki itana poit. Rashi says, "Itana oisrois mash mashah bas oisrosa olav." Ve'kavachoy mishloim mokem mitzvah that the bas asers her co-wife. Aval poit roisag Rashi loy mishdama asura doesn't give you it's not a lotion of iser. Mishum tzrosa shabas ela habas. Poitrosa. Elabas poitrosa, the bas is patters meyibum. The isura shachav la memela. And automatically, the iser lands up memela. The havim iser eshesach, sheshle bonum. So that's what it was in poitros. Poitros is because creating the iser on the co wife happens through a poitros. Because really, you should be able to marry your bro's wife when they don't have children. When he didn't have children, you could marry your bro's wife. Now, the problem was one of the wives was ostu as a bitai. Therefore, the co wife becomes ostu also. Why? Because the bita pater the yibam. Pater the yibam, it reverts down to eshesach. Masha'enkein, when Gimple has marries, when Reuben marries Gimple's daughter and has not a wife, bracha, what does God do to anything? It has nothing to do with anything. There is no iser there being created by the co-wife, and therefore, it's not oisrois, the bita is an aser, the co-wife automatically. It has to be only makam mitzvah. That's why it's loshon poitrois and not loshon oisrois. Zok the Gemara Vayit explaining more lashonis of the Mishnah. My area, umay area, tonem mechalitza meleivim. Why do you have to say both the yipater from chalitza and yibum? Listening to yibum lechudai, just say the yipater from yibum. That's the ikar mitzvah, and we know if there's no yibum, there's no chalitza, right? So why do you have to say both mechalitza meleivim? So the Gemara, no, because itonem meleivim, what? My Dr. Gemara, itonem meleivim have a mina michlitz chalitza. I would think, if this is a part of Yibam, I would say like this. That really, an ach that dies without children, his wife is not mutal or shuk without doing something. But you can't do Yibam here, you know why? Because it's erva. But you got to do chalitza, because you can't let it go free, just like that. Kamash law, no. That's what the Mishnah says, mina chalitza mina Yibam, because why the klal is like this. Kala oil al Yibam, oil al chalitza. This is a klal which has exceptions. Every rule has exceptions. But he was saying, anyone that's chayv yibum has chalitza. Anyone who's not chayv yibum does not have chalitza. That means it's not possible to have chalitza without having a possibility of yibum. Now, there are cases that are not like that. Rashi brings in and says, but every time that happens, it's a suffix. But the Rekhag already asked, there are cases that will see chayv alavim. There are cases that have chalitza yibum. But the klal, the regular, usual, general rule is, if it has yibum, it has chalitza. No yibum, no chalitza. And that's what Mishnah is teaching us. These arayas are poitras mina yibum, and therefore poitra mina chalitza as well. So the Gemara asks, but list the, so let it say the other order. What's the main thing? What's the main mitzvah? Yibum. List the Yibum Mechalitza. Let it say first, Yibum Mechalitza. Look at the Mishnah. Mishnah says Mechalitza and Yibum. It's the wrong order. The first one, the more chashuv one is Yibum. Yibum is the main thing. That's the crown jewel of the mitzvah is the Yibum. Chalitza is the second best. So let it say first, the Yibum. Inami, just say Mechalitza, look at day. And if you don't want to say that order, say Chalitza alone and be a Kavach Haimer. If there's no Chalitza, there's no Yibum. So, and for the Gemara, I'll tell you why it's chalitza first. Because we're going to Abba Shaul here. The Amar mitzvahs chalitza kedemes and mitzvahs yibam. Abba Shaul's shita is that the only time you really make a mitzvah yibam is if you do it for the right intentions. But if you do it l'shem yoifi or l'shem mamoin, then it's not a mitzvah. It becomes an iser of eshesach. Therefore, he says it's recommended to do chalitza before yibam because you might not have the right kavana. And that's what our Mishnah is teaching us. When the chalitza of yibam, chalitza is always first. And if just a chalitza, and adding more cash, just a chalitza alone. Zog Tosfos says, if just a chalitza alone, you wouldn't figure out this halacha, the chalitza is first. But now that says, with chalitza and yibum, you know the chalitza is first. And that's taka, we actually pass, like Abba Shaul, that's our minig, that in Bezman HaZeh, we don't do yibum, we only do chalitza. The reason is because this Abba Shaul that says, mitzvah chalitza, kedemes, the mitzvah yibum, that's what we see in our Mishnah from the order, min chalitza, min yibum.